Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. So welcome along. It's wonderful to have you along today. And today's show is all about gaining control of the mind and calming your heart. This is an issue that plagues pretty much everybody that I meet and that I see on social media and that I read about. And, you know, I experience it myself, but I have the blessing of knowing about timeless wisdom, and it really, really helps in gaining control of the mind and calming the heart. And the timeless wisdom's been guiding people for millennia, literally, on exactly what to do about this issue. So this isn't a new thing, having a mind that creates problems and needs some control, and so that the heart can calm and we feel peace and happiness. So let's get into it. Today's show is focusing around the Sanskrit word of chetana, which means conscious, to be conscious. And that means to be visible, sentient, intelligent, aware, perceiving, perceptive, understanding, all those good things. And that is how we practice consciousness, or chetana, being conscious. Chetana in Sanskrit. So every day, every show, I like to give you a Sanskrit word, because I draw my timeless wisdom from the wisdom that's in Sanskrit. So chetana, conscious. And remember, when I use the Sanskrit, don't be scared off. Don't be frightened by it. I just use the Sanskrit to find the wisdom that's in the Sanskrit, the beautiful Sanskrit language. I don't expect you to rush off and learn Sanskrit, so don't be put off by it. Just let yourself sink into that beautiful wisdom that's in the Sanskrit language. So chetana means conscious, visible, sentient, intelligent, aware, understanding, and perceptive. And remember, Sanskrit means pure and perfectly formed. So the wisdom in Sanskrit is pure and perfectly formed. And today I've got a story for you. It's the story of the monkey and the bamboo pole. So once there was a farmer, and he was so busy looking after all his farm and his cattle and his crops, and he had a family and a farmhouse, that he didn't have time to do what he dearly, dearly wanted to do, which was to sit and meditate and experience peace and bliss. And so he wished that he had the perfect servant that could help him around the farm with all his responsibilities. And so in praying for this, a monkey turns up, and a monkey says, "I'm your perfect servant. I'll do anything you want. I'm really efficient. I know exactly what to do, but there's a catch. If you don't keep me fully occupied every moment of every day, 24/7, I will create havoc, and eventually that havoc will kill you." And the farmer says, "That's fine. I'm happy to do that deal. No problem. I'll keep you busy. I've got tons to do." And so he gives the monkey a job to do. Voom, done. Immediately, instantly, finish. Perfect. So he gives him another one. Voom, done. And another. Voom, done. Again and again and again. And all these jobs, all this work is done perfectly. But there's a problem. The farmer is so busy keeping the monkey occupied, he still can't do what his heart desires. And so he's actually got a new job, which is keeping the monkey occupied. So then he sits down and he thinks, right, what's the solution to this? And he gets an idea. So the next time the monkey says, "Right, I'm done," he says, "Go out to the forest and get a bamboo pole, a big long piece of bamboo." So he sends the monkey off, and the monkey's boom, back with this 10-foot bamboo pole. He said, "Now smooth it down so it's perfect." So boom, done. The monkey smooths it down, and he says, "Now set it in the ground so it's horizontal, so it's vertical, so it's upright." So the monkey sets it in the ground, done perfectly, instantly, really quickly and efficiently. He says, "Now, when I don't give you a job around the farm or the farmhouse, I want you to go climb up and down the bamboo pole without stopping until I give you another job." So the monkey said, "Fine, okay." So he was doing the jobs whenever there were jobs to do around the farm. And then in between times, he was just climbing up and down the bamboo pole without stopping, because that was the instruction. And the farmer was able to meditate. and all the work was being done because he now had the perfect servant. And after 2 or 3 weeks, the monkey was absolutely exhausted. And he came to the farmer and he said, "I give up. You win. I will sit by you quietly and wait. And when you have a job to do, I'll gladly do it because I'm the perfect servant. And in the meantime, I will just sit and wait next to you. I don't need to climb up and down the bamboo pole anymore." And the farmer knew that he had won. And this is a traditional story. What does this story teach us? That the mind, which is the monkey, needs to be directed. It needs to be fully occupied. Otherwise, it runs amok and causes real problems. So the mind needs to be fully occupied with something useful, and it needs to be directed. And directed by whom? It needs to be directed by our inner intellect, our inner intelligence, our inner reason. And in Sanskrit, that's called buddhi. Our inner intellect, our inner reason. The mind actually needs to be under direction, and then it's the perfect servant. Otherwise, it will run amok and it will cause problems, as we know. Because the mind, without that direction, weaves a web of loosely associated thoughts, and they're drawn from the past, always from the past, if it's left to its own devices and uncontrolled. And this troublesome activity, this loosely woven thread of sort of vaguely associated thoughts, happens when we're not awake and aware. So that links back to chetana, being awake, being conscious. And this story comes from the ancient wisdom traditions, and it addresses the different aspects of the mind, because that active thinking mind in Sanskrit is called manas, and that's represented by the monkey. And the reason, the intellect, is represented by the farmer. And in Sanskrit, that's called buddhi. So we have manas, the active thinking mind, and buddhi, which is the intelligence or the reason or the intellect. And the intellect and the reason gets a bad rap these days because everyone thinks we've got to be connected with our feelings and our heart. And yet we actually need that intellect, that reason, that intelligence in the present moment. That links the heart and the mind. And the mind is a servant. It's not the ruler. But if we don't actually have the reason there in the present moment, connected with our heart, of course, then the mind is just left lording it over everyone, pretending it's the boss, and it's actually a servant, and it's not the boss, but it will run amok pretending that it's, or acting as if it's the boss, and that's where all the problems arise. So all these different functions, the wisdom traditions know about this. So all these different functions, when we're in the present moment, when we're awake and aware, remember chetana, the wisdom of chetana, being conscious, when we're awake and aware, then the mind can settle because the reason can direct the mind to exactly what needs to be done in any given moment. So it's very, very practical. So the monkey's the mind, the farmer's the intellect and the reason giving direction. And the pole in the story represents mental discipline and focus. The farmer's desire for calm and peace in his heart and mind is achieved when the mind, the monkey, is properly occupied and focused. So how do we achieve this steadiness and control? What do we do? Well, we gain control of the mind via the bamboo pole, which in our daily life is mental discipline. So that means bringing the mind back to words of the wise, anything useful that brings us back to the present moment and steadies our and centers us. So single-pointed attention to exactly what we're doing. If we're typing on the computer, feel your fingers on the keys. If you're driving, feel the steering wheel in your hand. If you're walking, feel your feet on the ground. Come back to what you're doing, single-pointed attention in the moment. And you can repeat mantras or affirmations, for example, a beautiful statement that you find very inspiring. Bring your mind back to that when you're not directing your mind to some task that's in hand. Bring it back to an affirmation is very useful. And use the reason. The reason brings light and clarity to a situation. So we need to be present for the intelligence, the reason, the buddhi, the intellect to actually operate and direct the mind, because the mind is the perfect servant when under direction. And then when you're still and calm, the heart opens naturally. and then we connect with who we truly are. Because when the mind is all over the place, the reason's clouded over by this activity, the heart's unsettled, we forget who we really are and we think we're just this person with all these problems. And actually, underneath all of that, if we come into the present moment, the mind can gain, we can gain control over the mind, the heart settles, and then we know who we really are and we feel that true being, that magnificent consciousness, which is who we really are. So let's try practice. And I suggest you do this each day and try it for a week or two, which is when you wake up, repeat an affirmation three times. Make a decision that when you wake up, you're going to repeat an affirmation three times. Something like, I am whole and complete. To thine own self be true. Love breathes life into the being and brings grace to the soul. Something beautiful that you find inspirational. Repeat that three times. And then remember, the next step is remember to give gratitude. Gratitude for three things in your life. If you do that every day, repeat an affirmation three times when you get up and give some gratitude for three things in your life when you get up. Do that every day for 2 weeks. It will start to get your mind centered and disciplined, and that's the bamboo pole. And you'll be amazed. After 2 weeks, after a week, after a few days, get your journal out and make a note of how you feel. Make a note of whether you notice a change in yourself, because it's really important to validate any positive growth. So this is how we gain control of the mind, by bringing the mind up and down that bamboo pole. And affirmations and an attitude of gratitude are a fabulous practical place to start to do this. So we're going to take a break now. And after the break, we've got the mailbag. So it's time for your questions, ask me anything. And I'll tell you more about how you can discover lots more about conscious confidence. And also I'll sing some Sanskrit for you so you get to hear that. So we'll be back in a moment.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. As you know, we have two core energies, love and fear. We always have the power of now and the choice to align with our source energy, which is based on love, light, truth, gratitude, and peace. Or we can choose to align with our ego, external influences and opinions that arise during our day, based in fear. You know those terms, frustration, worry, anger, and judgment. Well, each day as we awaken, we have the opportunity for a new day, a new start, and to align and empower ourselves and to raise our energy in appreciation. I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, appreciation, and of course, alignment. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit TransformationRadio.fm.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. And before the break, we were just talking about gaining control of the mind and bringing some calm and peace to the heart. And that happens when the mind is centered. And remember, the mind in the wisdom traditions is comprised of the manas, which is the active thinking mind, the one that chatters in our head all the time, the buddhi, the reason, and the intellect, which is very important, and I think it's the missing link to the mind actually settling. And then there's what we call the chitta in Sanskrit, which means the heart. And when that active thinking mind is actually centered and focused, it's the perfect instrument, it's the perfect servant of the intellect, which is the intelligence and the reason. And that's not just a dry intellectual thing. That is actually the connection between the mind and the heart, is when the reason is present. And you need both. The wisdom traditions talk about needing the reason and love, which is the heart, together like two wings. Look at my hands. And you need the two wings for the bird to fly. So you need reason and love. And the reason, or the intellect, the buddhi, directs that beautiful servant, that wonderful servant, the mind. And the mind will perform any task you like. Remember the monkey going up and down the bamboo pole and performing all those jobs around the farm? It will do it perfectly when directed by the reason. And reason operates in the present moment. So that's the key. Hence, our Sanskrit word for today is chetana, which means conscious, being awake, aware, conscious, intelligent, understanding, perceiving, all those wonderful things, all those beautiful words are all part of being conscious, awake, and aware, chetana. And when we do that, the reason can direct this wonderful instrument of the mind, and then the heart settles. And the heart is like a beautiful, clear lake of water. And when it's still and not choppy, it reflects who you truly are, just like a beautiful lake in the mountains will reflect the mountain. Like it's a photograph almost. Sometimes it's so clear. The real mountain and the reflection almost look like one and the same. Well, the heart can be like that. When it's still and calm, it reflects who we truly are. And who we truly are is a limitless universal being of consciousness. And that's what the wisdom traditions are constantly reminding us. They know who we truly are. So that's a little summary. And the suggestion, the practice is, use that bamboo pole, which is mental discipline. Train the mind. Train your attention to stay in the present moment. So with what you're doing, if you're walking, feel your feet on the ground. If you're driving, feel your hands in the steering wheel in your hands. If you're washing dishes, actually feel the water and the soap and the dishes. Rather than thinking about something else, actually come to what you're doing right here now. If you're speaking, listen to the sound of your voice. Be present. That's chetana, and that's giving your mind, that manas, the bamboo pole, bringing it back again and again so it doesn't just wander around weaving this web of dreams, which then can cause problems and do cause problems. And also the practice of, in the morning, every day, resolve for a week to repeat a mantra, an affirmation or a mantra as soon as you get up in the morning. You wake up, repeat three times an affirmation like, I am whole and complete, I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. That's giving your mind something to put its attention on rather than something negative. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. That's, of course, the Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. That's the English version. You could repeat something like that, or some statement or some quote that you find inspirational. Repeat that three times as a matter of discipline every morning, and then give gratitude for something or three things in your life. Give gratitude for three things every morning. If you did that, threefold repetition of an inspirational quote or an affirmation or a mantra, if you have those, and three things that you're grateful for. If you do that as a matter of discipline every day, that's getting your mind straight and on the job from the moment you wake up so it doesn't run amok. And then you'll see during the day that will have an effect. And what I suggest is after a few days, get your journal out and write down how you're feeling, what you notice about starting the day right with that mental discipline, getting your mind on the job and focused straight away so it doesn't just weave this dream, which is often negative and destructive. Because it's really important to journal, because we're so good at validating the negative things, but journaling starts to get a new habit going of validating the growth and the positive things. And that's incredibly helpful in gaining control of the mind and calming the heart. So over to the mailbag. It's time for your questions. Ask me anything. And I get tons of questions. So in our mailbag today, I've got a question from a single mum, actually, and she said, there are so many roles all the time that I perform during the day. I'm a single mother. I'm the breadwinner in the family. I'm a friend. I have to be a colleague and a co-worker, and I've got so many roles to play. It's just a constant juggling act. How do I do all these things easily, as it's really hard because they're all mixed together? So that was from a single mum with two daughters. She's got two young daughters under the age of 10. So this actually fits in really well with today's theme, which is being conscious, awake and aware, chetana, and bringing the mind into some sort of steady discipline as a servant in the present moment. Because all these tasks that you have to perform as a single mum, and I'm sure you do them really well with your beautiful daughters, the best way is to be in the present moment and not have to think about what you have to do, such as now I have to be a mum, now I have to be a friend. Be in the present moment and then allow the role of mother when you're in front of the child. Allow the role of mother, it will naturally rise and your response will be naturally mother to the child at the time. There's a fluidity and a flow in this. And if you're in the present moment, and if the mind is actually present as a servant and not trying to rule the situation, you will find you will naturally speak with love and care and tenderness to your child and direct the child in exactly what needs to be done, or give the child exactly what the child needs. And your child may need a hug, it may need a clear word, don't do that, and you do that out of love. You give the child rules and some boundaries for their sake to protect them. The children need that. They need the love and the boundaries. And, of course, any boundary or discipline that's given is coming from love when you're in the present moment. So the child needs all of that, and your response will be accurate. And in a sense, if you're in the present moment, you are the mother of your child. You can't really make a mistake if you're coming from love. If you have to discipline your child, it will be fine. Your child will be fine. And so if you're doing that, then when you're at work, of course you're not going to be mother. You'll be at work. And then that role of mother, it's like a hat. You will naturally, that will just go to the back, behind the scenes for a while. And what will come forward is being a co-worker, or being the boss if it's your business. And then if you're having to actually be the breadwinner, that role will come forward. So all these roles are like hats we put on or parts we play, and then those parts go backstage back into the dressing rooms, and then we go back on stage with another part that we play. And if we're in the present moment and calm and steady, And that's where the conscious confidence comes in. We can just pick up and put down these roles quite naturally and fluidly, and there's no stress and strain. Now, I make it sound so easy, and it is easy, but I practice this every day, and I have done for virtually all my life. So it is possible, but it does take that constant discipline. And I find that I bring my attention back. If I find my mind weaving dreams as I'm washing the dishes, I have a habit, because I was trained to do this, to bring my mind back. Oh, I'm dreaming, bring it back. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. That is just a habit and a practice that if you practice, it's like a muscle. If you want to get strong at something, you go to the gym, you train, you work out, you get stronger. You will get stronger. You will master this as well. And it is a lifesaver in that you can bring your mind back to the present moment and then perform whatever tasks you need naturally. So whether it's mother or breadwinner or friend, or if you're talking to a co-worker, your response will be perfectly appropriate in that present moment, chetana, being conscious. And it's just a role. It's not who you are. You're not all these different things. You are pure, perfect and complete and universal. And these are just roles you're picking up and putting down, or like going out on stage and performing, and then they're going, and then that role goes back to the dressing room for a break. So I hope that helps. And do ask me any other question in relation to that, because it's a big one. And I'm sure you're doing a wonderful job as a single mum to your beautiful daughters. I've got another question. What types of meditation are there? Mantra, breath work, mindfulness, guided meditation, chanting? Well, there's all those things and more. There's an absolute wealth of styles of meditation. The key thing about meditation is coming into the present moment. And in fact, when you give single-pointed attention to a task in hand in your daily life, like driving or washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, that is a form of meditation because your attention is single-pointed and focused, and that takes practice. And with any meditation practice, you'll find your mind wanders off, so you need to bring it back, whether it's to the breath if you're doing breath work, to chanting if you're chanting, to mantra if you're listening to a mantra, to mindfulness, bring it back to the present moment. It's all about bringing that mind steady and still and connected in the present moment. So I hope that helps as well. And I think it's important with meditation to find the one that you personally connect with. I was trained in mantra meditation, and that's what I practice, but I do practice mindfulness presence meditation as well. And I find all very, very useful and essential. So, if you want to know more about conscious confidence, if you want to learn more and discover more, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, and that's where you'll find my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble and all the outlets, but you can get all the links through consciousconfidence.com. That's my website. There's available in paperback, ebook, and audio book, so you can listen to it as well. And on my website, there's a link to radio podcast. You can listen to previous shows, and I'm also on YouTube, so you can look at the videos there on my YouTube channel. And there's also links on my website to magazine articles all about the wisdom of Sanskrit. And I'm on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So get in touch with me there. Ask me questions and follow me on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And next show, we're going to be talking about being awake and aware and stepping free of imaginary bondage. And remember, the wisdom traditions in Sanskrit have your back. They know who you are in truth. So a little bit of Sanskrit to end off. This is from the Katha Upanishad. Om sahana vavatu sahana bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmaine.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.